Everybody, what's going on? Happy Wednesday to you and yours. It's Bay Ragney here, Total Gym Radio Rocks, and we have, boy, do we have a freaking show lined up for you guys tonight. I can't freaking wait. I've been waiting for this moment for 2 years, and I know somebody else has too, the guy who's been working on this project, pulling his hair out, trying to do it. We got the band Face Without Fear. This is Trip Eisen. You might remember him from bands called, like, Dope, The Murder Dolls, Static X. Well, this is it. This is the new band, the new project. It's real. It's not fake. It's not Memorex. It's ready to roll. And we're going to world premiere the single tonight, Deliverance. But before we do that, we're going to talk to the guys. We're going to introduce the guys to you. We're going to find out about every nook and cranny of this band that they're going to tell us. It could be a little, could be a lot. I don't know. So everybody sit down, relax, open your ears, clean out the wax. If you want to have a beer, have a beer. If you want to have a Diet Coke, have a Diet Coke. Drink a bottle of water. I don't care. But get ready. Let's do it. So, without further ado, the band Face Without Fear. And let's do a roll call here. Go ahead, guys. Introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
This is Trip Eisen, and I play guitar.
What's going on? This is Dante. I'm playing guitar, keys, percussion, little backup vocals.
What's up? This is TJ, and I'm the drummer.
Hey, this is Kenny, and I...
Go ahead, Kenny.
Okay. Oh, did I break up? I apologize. This is Kenny, a.k.a. Mantis, and I sing and scream and play some guitar.
Did you put some more coins in that payphone you're at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
The one thing I didn't realize...
They take Canadian quarters.
It almost sounded like you guys have Jim Florentine in the band.
Yeah, yeah, it's a guest spot, actually. I was hoping you'd keep it kind of under wraps, but thanks, man. It's mate.
Oh, it's too funny. Well, guys, first off, let me thank you all for doing this. I mean, truly, it's an honor for me to be able to talk to you guys first and play the music and expose you to the world. I'm happy that you guys chose to do it here. I'm really freaking honored. So thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely, bud.
Yeah. For having us.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, and let's do it this way, and this is the way I've been thinking too, because I know everybody's going to want to know, like, there's this whole Static X thing going on with the Masked Singer reunion and everything, and I figure let's touch on that first. Let's get that out of the way, and then let's get into the real nook and cranny of this whole Face Without Fear world that's about to explode on everybody. So so Trip, let's talk about this. I mean, it's about to break. New music is coming out from your old band Static X. They're like back together with a guy under a mask, and they're about to do this whole reunion thing. Like, were you kind of shocked when you heard about this? Did you know this was happening? Or
I'm obviously tight with the guys for many years, so I knew, you know, every step of the way as it was going on. So, yeah, I'm privy to what's going on. And I think it's really cool. You know, the music, obviously, we've all heard a lot of the music on their teaser videos and stuff and what they, you know, sampled out for people to hear. So the cool thing about it is I love it. I love the music. It sounds great because you hear Wayne's voice and stuff, but something that's kind of cool is there's a lot of my material in this project, so... some of the old songs I wrote with Wayne, and going back to that, and even a new song. So, pretty cool.
Oh, that's wild. That's wild. Now, did they come to you and like talk to you, like say, hey, you know, we're going to be using some of this old stuff, or like, did you like consult with them? You know what I mean? Like, work with them together on this stuff? Or?
Yeah. We were working together on it for a couple of years. You know, so yeah, I was in the mix working on the stuff. So, you know. It's definitely, it has my input in it. And like, it goes back. So it's very emotional and it's very, like, personal because of stuff that me and Wayne wrote together, a lot of the stuff me and Wayne wrote together. Like, the first three songs that you hear that were exposed to the world, Road to Hell, Something of My Own, and Hollow, those are all three songs I co-wrote you know, with Wayne, and then actually Road to Hell is like a brand new song. So I was involved enough to work on some new music too with these guys. So yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm proud to hear it, and it's exciting that this stuff is coming out. And obviously, Wisconsin Death Trip is like near and dear to our hearts. That was such a monumental album when I went out on tour with those guys in 99. You know, that was the album. I saw it go from, you know, pretty doing pretty good to breaking and going platinum. So I was, you know, in the band Dope at the time. So I saw the whole thing break, and we were right there when they got gold and they got platinum. It was amazing. So a lot of this stuff is really personal, and it's cool to see it out there. And it's cool that these songs that were never released are now making the light of day, and you get to hear Wayne's precious voice on it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be like, I mean, you know, with the sad passing of Wayne, you know, obviously now that we find out, like, there was a lot more music that you guys worked on together. So you probably thought, like, deep down, these songs would probably never see the light of day. And now that they finally are, it's got to be, you know, A, exciting, but also B, yeah, like a very emotional thing for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very emotional, and it's cool. And like they said, they found even more songs. And within that mix, there's even, you know, more co-writes that I did with Wayne. So, like, most of the materials from my era of the band. But it's cool. I mean, like, people have heard the tidbits of it, so obviously, we'll, you know, they're going to hear the whole songs very soon. So it's exciting, yeah.
Now, how about the whole, like, Masked Singer idea? Like, now here's maybe, like, a weird question. Like, do you think it's, like, a cool way to honor them, or like... something that I'm not like a big crazy fan of, but like this whole Dio hologram, would you have rather seen something like maybe like a Wayne hologram instead or a Masked Singer? Or?
Yeah, I don't think they filmed them enough to do a hologram, but you know, it's definitely a situation where like Wayne's not here. So, you know, there has to be a decision to do something, and that's what they decided to do. You know, it's like, it's going to be out there. So, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, just the idea of Wisconsin Death Trip, that's why they said it's about the idea of recapturing Wisconsin Death Trip. So
right. That's
like what made you focus on. And, you know, it's just like that album, you know, puts you in another, you know, it's another world. Every Static X album was unique in itself. Wisconsin Death Trip was its own thing. Machine was a different thing. It wasn't trying to recapture them. Shadow Zone was a different thing. Start a War. So each thing took another step. You know, so it's not like they were trying to, you know, do so. So Wisconsin Death Trip is its own thing, and, you know, that's what this anniversary and celebration is about, 20 years. So it's cool. See, that music is just still magical, that album, you know, the whole thing,
yeah. Front
to back.
And, you know, even, I mean, there's so many bands out there today that, like, let's face it, that don't have, you know, the original member or, like, the main member, but they still go on and, you know, I think it's like just a great way now to point to honor that music. People want to hear the music. They love the music.
Yeah, yeah. And the more original members you have, the better. And it's just, you know, there's so many bands out there with like one original member or a guy that knew an original member. But you know, it's like, but every you know, original member of Static X, you know, I was tight with, you know, Ken, Tony, I knew Koichi. I worked with him on Start a War, but and then of course Nick Oshiro. So, you know, it's a special time. You know, it's cool. So it's good to see him doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's do this. Let's get into this whole Face Without Fear. Now, Tripp, I know this is like something, you know, we've talked about it, and like when I've seen you at the Rough House shows and all, like, this has been like your baby that you've really been like going crazy, busting your ass trying to put this whole thing together. Have you found this more of a difficult process, like where it's, you know, where it's truly you starting this from scratch, where maybe stuff like you did, like when you put the Murder Dolls together, you had Joey and you're putting it together, or with Dope working with Etzel, and you know what I mean? Like, this is just falling on your shoulders now.
Right. Well, yeah, basically it's finding the right lineup. I went through different lineups with this band. It's been a struggle to find the guys I got right now, to find them. I think it's each guy in the band as a partner. It's not like just like everybody plays a crucial role, and we're all chill. Everybody's got a great sense of humor, so there's a great chemistry in the band. So finding the right guys was the key. There was times I was going to launch, but something's not right. Sometimes you got to launch, and I wanted to launch earlier, but it just wasn't right until we, you know, put things in place. We got Kenny on vocals, and then the final piece was getting Dante. We just recently had a little bass player, mix up, but we're working that out right now. But the guys that got, you know, the four of us right here are the core of the band, and you know, I can't wait. Can't wait to, you know, get out there and kill it.
Now, how did you actually like find the guys? Because I'm, you know, like back in the day, it was either placing an ad in like a music newspaper or like a Trading Times in this area, or posting on your music local music store bulletin board. And those kind of things aren't around anymore. So how did you find the guys?
Yeah, each guy was different, unique things. Yeah, putting something on a bulletin board just for the heck of it, or this or that, or just find, like Dante, we found at a show. We just, hey, dude, you start talking, and each guy has a unique story of how he got into the band. And once we got this, it was kind of weird. When each guy came into the band, it wasn't like an audition. It was kind of like a soft audition, and let's just keep playing and see how it goes. And there wasn't an ever any, and the guys know this, wasn't ever like, all right, you're in the band now. Just kind of like you kind of evolved into the band, and you're in it. It's just this weird type of thing.
Now, how about like the guys? Like each one of you, like how was it like the first time you you met with Tripp, and like what was your initial reaction? That, I mean, here's a guy. Let's face it. I mean, he's been around the world. He's done all different things in the music business. What were your were you intimidated at all by him or?
Oh yeah, man, totally. my first encounter with him, I showed up and it was just him and our bass player that we'd had at the time. So it was just me and him and the bass player in a small studio, but it was like 2 hours away. So I drove like 2 hours up north, and the whole time, man, like coming close to shit in my pants, because I grew up listening to this guy, you know? So I thought it was going to be this big, I was expecting there to be lights and a road crew and shit, you know? And, you know, it came and it was just super chill. We actually all clipped right off the bat, and it was actually a really fun time. You know, and it just, like Tripp said, it just kind of kept evolving from there, you know, and everyone got a little tighter. And then we get to the point now where rehearsals are basically everyone hanging out, you know, it's we've kind of become like a family more or less, you know, over this time.
And Kenny isn't intimidated by anything, right?
Problem. No, I try not to be. No.
Well, I'll tell you the first time I ever met Tripp. Because that was definitely an experience for me.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, explain your situation, man.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Absolutely. A friend of mine had tickets to an El Nino show, and he called me up and was like, man, I can't make it to this show, but I don't want to waste these tickets. You should totally go. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go. I literally dropped everything I was doing, and I went to the show. And by crazy happenstance, I'm just at the show, and this guy approaches me. Turns out to be Kenny over here. And he asked me if I knew how to play guitar. I get asked that a lot, to be honest. So I was like, yeah, I do. I'm sure it's my look that gave it away. Kind of got, like, really long black hair. So, yeah, I play guitar. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, I want you to meet somebody. So he walks me over to these two gentlemen, which happen to be Tripp and TJ. And he goes, yeah, this is Tripp. He's in. He's the guy from Static X and Dope. And Dope had literally was just on stage. And I almost didn't even know how to answer that question. When I realized what he had said and who I was looking at, I almost felt like I just got smacked in the face. I was like, wait. Your Tripp right here in front of me? Yeah? Okay. And that's when I kind of put two and two together that I had just been asked if I knew how to play guitar.
And I was like, dude, I said, wait, hold on. I said, we need a backup dancer, not a guitarist. What the hell, dude? I said, all right, yeah, we can throw another guitar in there. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
And he dances too, though. You dance, right?
I mean, I run around.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
You're giving away secrets. You can't be doing that. You got to wait till the show to find that out.
Well, Tripp's the one who said it. I didn't say nothing.
Exactly, man.
That explains martial arts too. So.
The nipple tassels.
Yes, the nipple tassels.
All I heard is nipple tassels.
Yep, that was what he said.
Dante showed up at the first
rehearsal. If there's a title to this show, it should be nipple tassels.
Yeah.
I'll be hashtagging nipple tassels in the promos.
Love it.
Dante thought he was going to be a backup singer, and that's why he showed up with those on at the first rehearsal. Playing them around.
Pretty cute.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of stuck. So, you know, I just kept doing it.
I mean, it was hot. I'm not going to lie. It was hot.
You can see him with a lightsaber.
Oh. Yeah, wait till the ping pong balls come out, man. It's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude.
So Kenny, how about you? How did you meet up with Tripp?
It was the same sort of musical network sort of thing between some of the local bands in the area and me kind of paying attention to shows. And I saw a flyer. Actually was at a rehearsal studio, that one of the ones that I just happened to go to, and I was kind of jamming with an old band, and I saw this thing, and we're not, you know, the group isn't really active anymore, and I was still looking to continue staying busy, you know, singing metal, and I saw this sort of little like flyer thing. I said, this looks like something I might be interested in, and found out, you know, a little bit more information about it, got down, and we just wound up clicking. We jammed several times in a month, and just kind of went from there. It was like, let's keep doing this. You know?
Yeah, we had a lot in common too. It's like we had a lot in common musically, and you know, a personal level and everything else. So we hit it off. It was like, it was kind of fun. We played phone tag for a while until we finally met up and jammed. So it was cool.
Yeah, he's right about that. It did take a little while to get together. It took us a couple of weeks to get our shit together, and we finally met up, and everything was awesome.
You guys probably couldn't figure out which nipple tassels to wear.
Right?
Like, where the heck are you from?
Does everybody in the band collect comic books as much as Rex?
I collect comic books, but definitely not as much as him. I've gone to like comic shows with him before, and that dude carries like his home printed booklet of issues he needs. It's like pages. It's ridiculous.
He's very organized. Yes,
he
definitely.
Too funny. So now I got to ask the band itself. Like, when you guys meet Tripp, I mean, and I asked this to his other band, Rough House. I guess you guys knew the legal troubles he had, the situation that had happened. Like, do you guys sit down and discuss that? Do you, like, get that out of the way first? You know what I mean? Like, did you have any questions or doubts or about anything?
Yeah, I mean, man, it was part of it going in, you know, and we kind of have had bits and pieces and discussions, and, you know, it's come around to he's dealt with the situation, and he's trying to better himself and his life. So at this point, man, we support him in 100%. You know, we're a family, so we got his back no matter what here. You know, they're you know, always going in. You want to know the truth for yourself because there's always two sides to a story. So you come in,
sure,
you make your own ideas. But, you know, again, he's doing his life. He put the time in, and he's making himself where he's got to be. So we support him 100%.
Absolutely, I agree with all of that. Tripp is definitely one of the coolest dudes I ever met. He's the chillest dude I ever met. And, you know, like, if what happened, man, like, he's done that. It's over with. We're moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he brought it, you know, it's not like he tried to dance around anything. Like, it was brought up, you know, it was like he kind of went out of his way to say, hey, you know, I want to make sure you're aware of this. And he's very responsive, you know, he takes responsibility for his actions. You know, he's just one of these guys, and I got he's really put so much effort into this project. I just that's the thing that that I think we all see is like how much patience and time and effort he's put into this, and so that's really you know, an amazing thing.
Oh man, I was blown away when he first reached out to me and he sent me all these tracks and everything. And I mean, he literally has more than you can even imagine just in tracks.
Oh my god!
Just like here's like eight. Check out eight that I wrote. I'm like eight.
Yeah.
I get like you know. I was getting CDs from him for like 6 months. He's like, here's five more, check it out, here's the song, which one do you like? And, you know, so it's evolved from there. It's actually pretty cool because we kind of got to cherry pick what we liked, you know, and work from there.
It's kind of interesting too, the to dovetail into what you're saying there, the song Deliverance, our new single, is a song with a lot of history to it. So it's a song that actually was a song from back in the Static X days, so it had its genesis back when I was first writing for Shadow Zone. So it was like back in those days when I was kind of new in the band and we started writing music. So this song is kind of like a song that's been lingering around, and with Kenny's help, we brought it to life again and, you know, developed it. And it's a really cool song. That's what we're proud of, to get this out there. And it's kind of interesting because, like, you got Static X with, you know, pulling the old songs out and releasing them, and now even our first song here is kind of from back in the day, you know, that I worked on back in the Static X days. So Deliverance is like it's a cool song. It kind of like sums up what the band's about, but you know, we have a lot of other material with a lot of other cool, you know, twists and stuff. We can't wait to get the other songs out. We got maybe two more songs that are getting mixed right now, a fourth one, and then we're going to go back in the studio this summer, cut some more songs, maybe a couple covers. We do some brutal covers, punk covers, Misfits, Ramones. So we got a lot of cool things up our sleeve. You know?
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you, like, I mean, if you're saying this song Deliverance kind of goes back to the Static X days, do you have a lot of those, like, ideas from, you know, through the years, like, that you've been just kind of, like, sitting on and waiting, you know what I mean? Like that have been, like, just waiting to be unleashed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We got, there's like two other songs that we do right now that are songs from, like, that I was working on with Wayne. And we developed those. They don't have any of Wayne's material, but they're songs that Wayne was, like, looking at for the next album. So these songs have a history. And then there's some ones that we just wrote more recently. There's songs that are, like, kind of brand new, fresh songs, you know. So, you know, there's a variety of stuff, so it's all very exciting. So we're going to, you know, little by little release stuff and, you know, maybe put out an EP by the end of the year or maybe sooner.
Cool. All right, so the song Deliverance, while we're talking about it, tell me more about the song Deliverance, and then we'll play it for everybody and expose it to the world. So the song itself, what's the song about?
Well, Kenny had more to do with the lyrics, so I'll let him.
First of all, it's been through a couple of incarnations. I think we finally, you know, got it to where we really wanted it musically. But in terms of what it's about, it's about exposing your entire identity, you know, exposing your soul, like bearing everything to either somebody or the world, and allowing your true identity to be seen by them, and that vulnerability that you feel when you do that, and I guess let your guard down is the best way to explain it.
So it's deep.
I guess you could say that. You know?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, the song itself is like you hear, you're going to hear it. We're going to we have a lyric video in the works, so people will be able to see the lyrics up on the screen. So the lyric video will kind of give you a little more background than just hearing it. But we're going to have a full-length video. We're talking to a couple video directors right now. So within the next month, we're going to be filming the full-length video, so that'll be released, you know, very soon. So the song will have, you know, you'll get a little bit more of the performance. You see the performance in our teaser video, but that was just that. That's not any part of the full-length video we're going to be shooting.
All right, so the teaser that's been hit all over the internet and shared out, you know, thousands of times, that's not going to be the actual video, then, you're saying?
No, that was just, yeah, we just filmed that just to, you know, just to, like, launch the band, show you what we're about a little bit, and, you know, one side of the band. And that's why this band is multifaceted. There's going to be a lot of different sides to it. There's not one image. There's not one thing. It's going to be, you know, we're going to keep evolving and back and forth. It's, you know, just keep it loose.
Yeah, it's a really nice thing about this project is that it's multidimensional, and the songs are going to vary. You know, like Deliverance is about what we were talking about, but, you know, the subject material of other songs they're not always going to be either related. They may not be have the same theme at all. There's a lot of things we're going to be covering.
Yeah, Face Without Fear. It's a conceptual thing which we're going to develop. It's no use going too deep, but it's like it's you know, part of a lot of the things I believed in for many years, a lot of the T-shirts I wore and the concepts and stuff of Ayn Rand and, like, that philosophy of individualism and stuff. So Face Without Fear is the deeper meaning, but it's just, like, something that everybody wants to, you know, express, that you want to put on that face, you know, just, like, and be proud of who you are and everything like that. So it's a concept we're going to develop. And some of the songs are going to be a little bit deeper coming up. Some of the songs will be released will be a little bit different, not deeper, but just different subject matter, like Kenny was saying. So.
Cool. Well, yeah, are you ready for this moment? Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Let's rip this shit, man.
Yeah, let it rip. Good shit.
That's all I wanted to hear. All right, let's rip this shit. Here it is.
Rip that shit, DJ.
World premiere. We need like one of them, like, you know, it doesn't do you no good on radio, but we need one of them, like, remember MTV used to do a big thing, world premiere.
Oh, yeah.
World premiere. Here it is. Deliverance. Let's push play.
Exposing
There it is, Deliverance. We ripped that shit, didn't we, boys?
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome. And I got to just like when I got the advanced MP3 the other day, and I'm listening to it, and even when I seen the teaser clip when it came out a month ago, you know, I'm going to say this to Trip, like you can see how important the writing was in both like Dope and Static X through this music now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little. I mean, like it just comes out like however it comes out, but yeah, I mean, it's you know those you, know, you can't erase what was in you know your creative body. You know, this is the
right
kind of style like that I dig. When I joined, even when I joined Dope, I was already writing kind of industrial, like you know, kind of you know. Groove, dance-oriented stuff. I was into, you know, Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, White Zombie back then. So, you know, Dope fell in line with what I was kind of writing. We're actually doing a song from one of my old bands, Ego, in this band. So, like, there's stuff that translated from, you know, one to the other. So, and then when I joined Static X, a lot of that stuff, I was, you know, some of those kind of riffs, I was writing, you know, those kind of riffs before. So some of my songs in some incarnation evolved into Static X that I was writing even before I was in Dope. Some of those riffs made their way onto some albums. So,
nice.
You know, it just definitely transcends. It's nice to have like some continuity through your career to some degree.
Sure.
Like t-shirts, that's you know. Speaking of which, we're going to have some merch coming out very soon. We're going to have merch for people to be able to purchase and stuff, like some cool merch, so we'll start establishing all that and having some different things coming out. Some of the concepts and stuff will be included in the merch and stuff. People will see it develop.
Will there be a website to send everybody to, or?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, what's out there rated social media, but we might launch a website as well. So
cool.
It's all going to come out.
Yeah, we're on your, you know, we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and the pages are, and actually, yeah, drop by, show the love, spread it, say
great.
Hello.
Check out
you know?
The Facebooks.
Yeah.
Like, love, and follow, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Face Without Fear. Now
yeah.
Going back to the music, like, and you mentioned you got some other songs you're in the middle of mixing and some covers you're going to do. And are these, I saw you guys do a Beatles cover. I'm curious to know what song you guys do.
Oh, Revolution.
Nice.
It kind of plays into the conceptual thing that the lyrics, I saw the lyrics to Revolution got broke down at one point and deeply analyzed. I was like, wow, these lyrics transcend something from the 60s, and the principles and the concepts there are just, they're so rebellious, but yet they're kind of anti-establishment, if you know what I'm talking about. It's like, it's
right
there. John Lennon wrote it. It transcends sometimes even his life and his, you know, later beliefs or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Like, there's a certain thing. So the principle, like even the cover songs that we choose in the future, even there'll be some point behind it. It's not just like, hey, this would be cool to, there's going to be some kind of principle behind it, or some kind of like, you know, some kind of meaning and stuff like into it. So, but we're excited.
Yeah,
for
at
that.
Least a reason that means, you know, a reason that means something to us, that, you know, there's a reason that we, you know, that translates to something that means a lot to us as well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I was going to say, too, is I think it's pretty cool because the music kind of reflects that idea. Because when you're looking and listening at it, we beefed a lot of it up. But at the same time, we tried to keep a lot of it. And some points, at least myself, I tried to keep true to the original song. So we kind of have some cool evolution with it. Just as Trip was talking about, is it kind of transcends. It kind of is contemporary, but at the same time, we kick it back a little bit. So it's something to definitely keep an eye out for.
Dante and I had to work with that song, though. I mean, we were
that,
we were kind of wondering about that too. We're like, I don't know about this one, so we really put our own flavor into it, right?
The direction we had going with that was, it was something like, because I was still new to the band, like we were only a couple practices in where I was like, you know, the first couple times I ever played with these guys, and they were like, yeah, we do this cover too. And I was like, no way. I love the Beatles. I've always listened to the Beatles. I was a big Beatles fan when I was a kid. And, you know, that was only in the 90s, so you could see how, like, impressionable it was throughout the years. But I couldn't believe we were doing Revolution. I'm like, that's great. I love that song. It's awesome. And we started playing it. And I was like, wow, okay. It's a little different. It's heavy. I like it. You know, it's moving. But there were just some parts, man. It got to times where it's like, we're going to play Revolution. And I was like,
How is this going to work with what we're doing here?
exactly. Like, but we eventually smoothed it out. Kenny and I, actually, that's what it was. Yeah, we ended up fixing going into the part wasn't working very well, and the part itself just felt like it didn't fit. So, you know, we worked around with it, we spun the pieces around, and we ended up making it, you know, smoothed it out real nice. And it's that, and now, to be honest, it's one of my favorite covers that we jam.
And we make it. It's pretty short. There's only certain types of people who aren't going to like it, and it's really annoying people that just hate the Beatles. You know, there's people like, I hate the Beatles. They suck. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, those people may not like it, no matter how we do it. But whatever. You know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Freaking Beatles haters.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a Hall & Oates cover.
And you're going to be able to hear the song Revolution at our debut show August 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
August 25th.
So the live show, now originally you guys did have a show scheduled for, it was supposed to be this past Saturday, June 1st. And
we did?
So I think it did.
Yeah, wait, what?
Right.
Oh, you know what? You know, I gotta put another quarter in this payphone before this cut off.
No, no.
Where are you? What?
There were reasons beyond our control. We had to postpone the show. Just certain things didn't line up, and some people let us down at the certain junctures. So we just worked it out with the promoter, and we said, let's pick another date. And this new date is going to be a little bit more friendly of a show, a little bit earlier in the night and stuff. So it's going to be cool. It's August 25th at QXT's in Newark, New Jersey. It's also Gene Simmons' birthday, so come out and celebrate his birthday. It's like going to be cool. There'll be party favors and stuff.
Yeah.
Will there be any?
We're going to give out rubber tongues.
Yeah, we're going to give out cow tongues and.
And then, here you go. How about what was the song that Gene Simmons covered that he did? Firestarter. Right? Do the Gene Simmons Firestarter version.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was a great album.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so because of we're moving forward August 25th, and that manager is fired, so we're you know.
Yeah,
we need him.
Yeah, that's right. Cut him up and hate him. So, you know,
his face is with
anybody that feels like they can rise to the occasion, you know, feel free to reach out. We'll discuss.
That's right. We're looking for a new manager.
Yeah, it's all good. There's like snacks and sodas too. Punch and pie.
Yeah.
Some of the experience.
With the live show, can we? I mean, are you going to be playing like Static X tunes, dope tunes mixed in with the new stuff and some of these covers? Or
yeah, there'll be a few, you know, few little gems thrown in from some of my other projects. Yeah, Static X, dope, maybe a Murder Doll song, you know, thrown in. But yeah, it's like, you know, mixed in just to make things interesting. But we got a good solid set of our originals and. You know, it's
fucking
fun.
Winger, you know.
Yeah. Play these songs for the first time.
Yeah. Now, how about what's it like for you guys to be playing live with Tripp? I mean, I've been watching this guy for many years, and he always blows me away on stage. What's it like to actually like be sharing a stage now with this guy?
Oh, dude, these guys are like at rehearsal, like we just tear it up. There's no like. I don't want any focus on me. It's like we are just going to be mad men. It's just like, it is what it is. It's just go crazy. It's metal. It's rock and roll. It's industrial. It's everything. And we just let loose. I know Kenny's got the goods to deliver. You know, Dante is amazing. We got, you know, he's got a unique qualities. similar to Paul McCartney, he's left-handed. So it's like it's kind of cool, dynamic on stage, you know, so it's like it's going to be wild. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and I guess I'm all right, too.
Everybody delivers a good. Yes, TJ behind the drums. It's like everybody delivers the goods, and our mystery bass player, everybody.
Well, yeah, actually, we decided that we're going to have a hologram bass player.
Yeah.
Just now we figured that out.
Yeah. I mean, just so we're gonna track the bass, and then you know it'll be like, but no, you know what? No.
We'll have the bass come down
the energy level to be 110%. You know, and that's awesome because I've always been into putting on an energetic show, you know, as a singer, and these guys, and everyone in the band just puts in 110%.
Well, yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's great.
I don't want to contradict you or anything, or I just want to let you know I go 111%.
You know, he really does. But
yeah, no. To be honest, it's hard to keep up with that guy, man. I've never seen somebody bouncing off the walls as hard as Tripp does, and it's like you want to reflect and you want to mirror that energy, and it's so hard sometimes. But I don't know where he pulls it from, man. It must be all like the candy and peeps and shit, you know?
Yeah. Marshmallow.
I mean, no joke. Tripp literally sets the bar for me because it's like, well, if Tripp's doing backflips off the PA, I guess I can too.
Yeah.
You know, like it kind of sets me. It kind of he brings this level of energy that like you almost like at this point now being in the band this long, it's like it's expected. I see him like that every freaking practice. There's never a difference. He's never like. It's like he always charges his batteries before he comes to fucking practice. He just has
yeah,
because
all that freaking sugary cereal he eats, man.
Exactly.
The guy's got more fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch than I've ever seen in my life.
No joke. He comes to practice. Every practice, he comes with a thing of peeps, a whole sleeve. He's like, "You guys want peeps?"
The motherfucker just spins his guitar around. He's like, "Check this out."
Yeah.
So that's the secret: peeps and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. That's how you get the energy level that this guy has. That's where it sets it for us. That's how you know how high you have to go.
It's definitely not caffeine or energy drinks.
No.
No. All jittery.
In fact, you know what? Sugar's a Paul Stanley secret. I watched it on Kiss Exposed years ago. He used to pour root beer into his cereal.
Yep.
That's.
A shout out to Wawa and Quick Check.
Oh,
yeah, man!
Wow,
thought up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, man, I thank you, dude. We got to get going, dude. But I want to like just definitely push the show. We want to see everybody out there August 25th, and we hope to do your show again. Maybe we'll stop by again, dude, and we'll give you updates of what's going on when we release the video or whatever. We'll definitely come back.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Yeah,
for sure. Thanks again for doing this, guys, and congrats on everything. And, talk to you all soon.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome, man. Take care, guys.
All right, see you.
Take care. Have a good one.
Oh, I forgot to say something. Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I forgot to say something.
Go for it.
This is Tripp Eyes, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
There you go.